Boys, we love a bit of donk chat on this show. My word, we do.
Yes, we do. We love it here.
But there's nothing funny about premature ejaculation.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Well, we've all had moments where we've blown our beans a bit quicker than you, or more importantly, your partner would have liked. Thankfully, Steady Freddy's medically backed delay spray is here to help you put in that four-quarter effort. Finish the game!
Yes, come on.
You wouldn't ruck without a shin guard.
Nope.
So why would you f*** without Steady Freddy? All orders are express posted, which means it'll come fast.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't. Oh. And for that extra boost, try their Ball Boost supplements, which are designed to keep your swimmers healthy and the libido on the up. Very important for little drapers and little goringers.
Yes, it is, correct.
So visit steadyfreddy.com or use the code 200PLUS to get 15% off your first order. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. My goodness, get me some of that. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys.
Are you okay? Did you fart again?
I've got one.
He's got one in the tank. Let one rip mid record, I reckon. Are you okay, mate? So we're live, everyone. Just I know you're probably hearing this, thinking, "What's going on?"
No, Nick Butler's just
dropping his guts. Like there's no tomorrow inside the studio. Are you okay?
I'm emotionally drained. I'm just there. Having like an out of body.
You
experience.
Are. You feel free to welcome everyone to the podcast if you want.
Well, are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yes, it is. 200 plus. Wild Thing Draper and Big Goz and Nick Butler. Goz, welcome back.
Thanks,
mate. How's
guys.
The old hammer and tack?
Oh, boys, I tell you what, I'm not well. I can't touch my toes at the moment. Took a couple of Valiums. I'm coming back to full health at the moment. So it wasn't good. Wasn't a good experience last week. Went to move a couple cartons of Sippy. Went to move two at a time, thinking I was pretty strong. Next minute, I'm stuck down there. I'm stuck and cannot extend my back and get up. So I spent 15 minutes on the warehouse floor. And the warehouse boys are pretty good about it. Like, they weren't calling me a pussy or anything.
Laying.
They weren't laughing or anything at me, which is good. So made me feel really welcome at home there. So I'm slowly back.
Which medication worked?
Valium's been great.
Oh, yeah. Are you a bit sort of down today? Or you seem good.
I'm coming out of the Valium, yeah. I'm just trying to get out of the medicine there. I seem good. My back's still a bit sore. Back injuries ever?
Oh, mate, bad. I missed a year with a bad disc bulge and stressies.
Wow.
And so
you?
I know all about it.
No.
Never?
Injuries. Just a little.
Because you're 24?
23.
So. 23. It'll come, Drapes.
It'll
Don't
come.
Worry. It will be there. Yeah. It'll hit you like a ton of bricks. I hope it doesn't. But
are you
that's
on,
me.
On the menu, you, like you can't shower and dry
I couldn't do anything.
Donk.
Yeah, my donk has been wet for a while. I can't dry. Like I said, I can't dry it. But no, I'm slowly getting back. But you really do need your back for lots of things.
Oh mate,
it's good to have you back.
It's great to be back. My back and back here. So thank you. I miss
but
you guys lots.
You good now? You've recovered
mate,
from that.
What's
experience?
Happened?
Sorry, mate. I've got snot coming out of my nose.
Who's crying because of that fart?
Body experience then, didn't
I
you?
I did. Well, I just thought I had a little bit of a tummy, and I just thought before we started, I'd sneak out a fart.
What is this podcast? Donks, farting, edging.
I lost the pod. It was like a Bickley's fart. It's derailed the pod. So
immature.
We're just marinating your fart at the moment.
We are. I won't do that again. Apologies for that. It's very, very immature. Drapes, over in the West, you had your win. And then everyone's getting excited and you're dancing and the boys are having a few beers and then you went and stuffed it up. What happened?
Yeah, didn't get the job done over in the West, but pretty frustrating, not going to lie. But it's done now, so we've got to move on to next week. And yeah, Swans, it should be good.
I like it. So you're not all sort of doom and gloom. They're coming for your coach a bit. Does that piss you off?
Yeah, I did see a bit of that. Yeah, I don't know. Media are going to say stuff all the time regardless. Chris. But you win this week, everyone's off your back. So.
True. Alistair Clarkson, they were calling for his head 3 years in too.
Yeah.
So people just need to take a deep breath. I wasn't being a smart ass. I just...
seemed like you'd been a bit of a smart ass.
No, I wasn't. That's I'm a fart again.
Yeah, no. Hey, one thing. Are you 107 kilos?
Yeah.
That's big boy.
Big boy.
About that. Also, I float between 106.
103?
Yeah.
106, 108. I float around
that. Wow, that's a good boy.
Big first week after the off-season, 112, 112, 115.
Just saying that because I went through your Wikipedia, or someone did here. And congrats on your contract extension.
Yeah.
You're the process of negotiating an eight-year, $185 million extension, so... Thanks to Lockie P for bringing that up. Congrats to you, mate. It's obviously you've deserved that.
Yeah.
Don't spend that all at once.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go back and ask for a bit more, but yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start.
You've got a Wikipedia.
Do I?
Well, I think you do.
I'm the admin of it.
It's a bit, I don't have
do
one.
You don't have one?
Surely that's
you
do. Fucking upsetting.
Surely you have one. Right.
And I've got like a YouTube viral blunder. And was on billboards in Adelaide. What do you have to do? I'll pay for one.
Nah, someone will make one. Someone, please, who's listening, make
Nick
one.
Nick Butler's a visiting professor at King's College in London.
Fuckwit.
Okay, that's not you.
It's upsetting.
It is upsetting, mate. You don't deserve that.
You do realise it's going to be made now. Someone's going to make one.
That's okay.
And it's probably not going to be nice either.
No, I'll take it. You've got to have one. I'd rather have one than not. What are you having a beer?
No, well, just before we get into things, I bought some Sippy in for you to taste.
Beautiful.
Drake's got a big game on the weekend, but he can taste some on his 7-8 day breaks.
Last 5 minutes.
Sippy,
of the show.
There it is.
I don't do fruity beers very
well. No, it's not fruity. Try it.
Have wheat guts.
Have a try and just taste for the people out there. It's not fruity.
You're not going to make me fart again.
No, well, I might.
I'll get IBS.
Just give and describe the flavors to the people listening of what you're getting.
Oh yeah, it's a real. Mm. It's a lager.
Yeah,
obviously.
Good start. Great start.
It's not fruity.
No.
So I don't like a fruit bowl.
It's not fruity.
You know, I don't want to have a fruit salad in my beer.
There's no like
fruit
real beer. You're supposed to drink
it's
it.
It's a bit of a Carlton drafty sort of aromas.
Well done. You're correct right now.
Horse piss.
Thank you.
Yep. Like, I'll tell you what, I feel like I could drink 20 at the races.
There you are.
And not be farting.
And that's what we probably will fart. That's what we aim to do at Sippy. So I thought I'd bring
good beer, mate.
Some into you. There's heaps in the studio now.
It's perking me up.
Take some home with you.
Yep.
This is not horse piss at all.
No, I don't care what they say about it. It's not horse piss. So, and I'll live to give, guys.
Let's skull that.
Yeah, you can later when we're done
taste
here.
Taste it worse. I buy in.
You, think, yeah, we can. Yeah. Well, we went to Queensland and had poo wars.
Reading the rundown, are we? Poo Wars. Yeah, I don't know. Did I mention it on the pod that I got some leading teams like feedback from my father-in-law? So I've had my father-in-law with me for 2 to 3 months, which is a punish. He's a great bloke.
Yeah.
Cray fisherman, big hands.
Because
from hauling in the cray pots.
Oh, yeah.
Very protective of his daughter, who I love.
We like that, though.
We do. So I've had him. He's been helping with a young fella, and everything's going well. But he sat me down,
It
was reminding me of the leading teams at the Cats in 07 with the laser pointer and said, your toilet brush is fucking disgusting.
That's right. And we said that you need to clean it.
And I said,
yes.
Clean it? I just sort of shove it back in. Yeah. Anyway, and he said, enough's enough. My daughter will leave you unless you sharpen up your act with the toilet brush. I took it on board. Got a bit poo scared for a while. I was pretty much refused to go because I've got this lunatic in my house fucking inspecting my toilet brush.
What, poonatic?
A poonatic. That's very good. You're on.
I'm back.
So we're up in, had a short little vacay over the weekend to Queensland.
Yeah.
Wife, son, and old mate's father-in-law.
And old mate's father-in-law?
No, old mate's father-in-law.
Yeah.
And my wife comes in on about day three and goes, oh my God, there's poo on my toilet seat. At me and he looks at me and I said, I haven't had a poo. I said, since the toilet brush incident, I poo at work. I poo outside, okay?
I go, refuse.
This isn't me. Anyway, she comes in and goes, have a look at this. And then father-in-law goes,
oh no.
He goes, oh my God, it must have been me.
I
had one earlier. I must have had a bit of side ass.
Get into him. Did you let him know about it?
A bit of side ass.
Oh, no.
So the big thing is I've now got hand on father-in-law, and I've threatened to kick him out if there's any more pooing anywhere.
Wow.
Which is, you boys probably don't know it yet, but the father-in-law relationship is important. I've always got to have the power.
Yeah.
And I do. Because he had a bit of side
ass. So you got the one up now. Okay.
I do.
It's important, but you need to be powerful in it.
Oh, you power's the wrong word, but you need to stand your ground. All right, I've been dressed down. He was waving a toilet brush in my face only 3 weeks ago. All of a sudden, he's gone and pooed on the seat while we're on holiday.
Did you hit him with first time pooing?
And blamed a bit of side ass.
And I said,
look, mate, where I'm from, you're allowed to give a bit of leading teams, but you know, if you're going to fucking give it, you got to cop it.
Yeah, and learn to shit in the bowl.
So
now...
Nor me or him are allowed to shit in the house.
Smart.
Make sure your backyard's clean.
I don't know why that even made the rundown, but good.
Trip to Queensland
was good, though.
I read it.
Beautiful up there.
Bit of sun.
We should do an OB. Got a few fans.
See the statue up there?
I got recognised in the airport for 200 plus.
Did you?
By a hostie, male hostie.
Huge.
Still a hostie.
Wow.
Flight attendant.
Oh, a hostie.
He goes, love the pod.
Awesome.
Love the pod. He goes, lots of rude talk. I said, a bit too much rude talk, but we'll clean that up.
No, we're trying. We are trying.
We are. No more fart gags.
No.
Or poo or anything like that. It's very mature.
Farting.
Yeah. Hey, mail. We're not going to go through all the feedback, but we've got sort of snail mail. We've got deliveries.
Oh,
so what have we got here? Deliveries.
Oh, my God.
Watch my beer there.
Wow.
So the production team's throwing us stuff. I've got a Drapes beanie.
Oh, my God. This is my new favourite top. It's the top.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I've never seen this one.
This is nice. So it's a... T-shirt with head on it 25 times.
Yeah, my mugshot.
It's a mugshot. It's very arty. It looks like a Beatles style design.
Drake. Got the Drake cover.
This is the famous one from the week.
Oh my God,
that's a good one. That's the
is great.
Carlton Draft special, is it? Sippy special.
Carlton Draft.
I like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, there you go, boys.
You got to rock that to a game one day. It's last game.
Parental advisory recommended.
Extra
so
large.
Very good.
Yep.
Is there more or
medium?
That's it?
Who snuck in a medium? Get that shit out of here.
Medium.
Get this medium out of
one
here.
One of the producers. That's an awesome one.
So
one of the 25 producers.
Please,
Excel.
Thank you. I'm an Excel. Please continue to send us stuff. Now, the other big one, as far as some mailing that we did, we had the shin guard competition.
Yep.
So someone's name is here that won it. Who won it?
Andy.
Andy won it. And Andy's female. Yeah. It's Andy is a female who lived with Bryn Teagle. This is a good story. So lived with big hot Bryn that Brian thought was me or something. She's written this lovely email or DM or something. Saying it's awkward. How are we going here? She's saying it's a bit awkward. Firstly, I just want to say that I love the show and what you're doing, but I really, I'm 165 centimetres and I live with Bryn Teagle, which is good. Anyway, she wants to...
Which is good.
She wants to donate the shin guard to Jeremy Finlayson.
Great.
Because I was kind of butchering that read. Yeah. So let's just cut out.
There's something in the air in this new studio.
I'm sorry.
Jesus
all
the fart everyone.
Anyway, hang on. So let's I'm an award-winning newsreader. I can clean this up.
Come on,
okay. Andy said she's little, a big fan of the show, and live with Bryn Teagle.
Yeah.
She... has the shin guard, but she wants to donate it back, sort of pay it forward to Finlayson, who is still raw dogging.
It's raw dogging still.
He's still raw dogging. So we're getting a impact armor to him. Andy, you're a legend. Thank you for that long worded DM.
Finlayson just runs the gauntlet every game.
He does. He's coming on.
That's nice.
So I completely butchered that, but moving on.
That's great.
Okay, there's more. We've been alerted to a ruck dinner over at Port Adelaide as well. Give Port Adelaide a lot of love.
Yeah,
so
a lot of love.
This was a Scotty Lysett thing. He organised a steak and red wine kind of scenario for everyone at the Power/Magpies that's had a hit out this year.
Ooh.
So rucks only.
Wow.
Apparently Ollie Wine's got a hit out. A couple of the pissants got hit outs.
Pepper,
Marshall, Teagle... Wines, Matt Lobes, the ruck coach, you would have played with
Vicentini. Lobes, you play with Lobes. Yeah, tied him up once. Tied him up. Round 21 against Adelaide, 22 touches, 15 hits and a goal.
He used to do a little funny jumpy thing before he'd run. Remember
he did.
You know, he'd do a, while he was awaiting the ruck contest, he'd do a little foot dance.
Really?
Lobes, yeah.
Yeah, I was just jumping on his head.
Yeah, good.
So that word got that
have you done anything like that? We love the Port Adelaide Ruck Dinner, so we're going to get one of those boys on to have a chat about it. Look at him, Hayes Lord.
You need to investigate what happened at this dinner.
Yeah,
what they talked about.
Sort of boring.
Yeah,
donk chat. Yeah.
Probably,
about, surely,
probably donk chat farting. I've had a ruck dinner before a couple of years ago.
Who was there?
The rucks at the club at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Bell Chambers, Zach Clark.
Flip.
Yep. Flip wasn't there then.
Russian.
Big Russian was there. And then Stephen Alessio coming
in.
Oh,
yeah, big.
Alessio.
He was a special guest, so it was nice. Red wine.
Special guest.
Railway Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Steak
nice.
Steak
for the big boys.
Nice.
Yep.
Great.
But it was nice. I'm probably due to organise another one.
Could you have a league-wide ruck dinner?
Imagine that.
Oh,
that'd be
bucks.
Great. Yeah.
I think we could maybe do that. 200+ sponsor it.
Every ruck and second ruck.
We've got,
gets
we've
to come.
Got skin. Do we sort of imagine, do we stump up a grand for that?
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Imagine the chat. Imagine the chat at that table. Jesus.
That'd be good. So that's fun. That's the community's growing. I mean, we started this pod because there was no voice, and all of a sudden there's ruck dinners and Andy paying forward the shin guard
and all this
sort of stuff.
We're in vogue.
Going well.
We are.
How's the pod going here? Were you having a good one? Or?
Having a great one.
Yeah.
Your
nose is snotty as.
I told you I'm a bit crooked, mate. I'm resilient. I front
it's been
up.
Great, mate. It's got your fart up my nostrils.
And
still.
A bit of snot, haven't you?
Just want to make sure that's his symptoms aren't related to Sippy Lager at all. I'm going to clearly distinguish myself away from his performance so far as he takes another sip.
It's getting me through. It's good. Righto. Let's go into the big issue. Let's talk a bit of footy. Tommy Stewart had a bit of a brain fade.
Brain fart.
Knocked out Dion Prestia. He got his four. That's about right. People are talking about six or seven. Look, I've seen worse. Put it that way. It wasn't great, but he made a blue.
Yeah.
It's a fast game. You know, didn't hit him with the elbow or the forearm like Jezza Cameron did a few years ago. That was real bad.
Yeah.
So I think 4 weeks is about right. But it sparked a big debate about the send-off rule.
Yeah.
Mm.
I hate it. I don't want to see a send-off rule in the AFL. I can tell you why in a minute. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I don't know.
Come on, mate. You don't get paid the big bucks to say, I don't know.
I know what I think, but what do you think?
I think we don't need one.
Yeah.
We get exploited.
Would it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Umpires, it's hard to judge, like... You could be flopping and act like you're dead and the player gets sent off.
That.
I don't know.
We don't want that.
Yeah,
in our
like
game.
Soccer.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the last thing footy fans and players would want is to see a red card come out of an umpire's pocket.
Shocking.
And that person just like, because what if you get it wrong? What if it's a final and you get it wrong, the call wrong, and you get a red card and you're done?
I agree. It works. I've played a fair bit of local footy. It works in local footy, but you need it there. Because unlike in the AFL, occasionally in local footy, you get a roided up psycho that's punching the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, get him off. Like, it is unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm not putting shit on AFL because it is an amazing standard and it's the elite, but it's a pretty safe environment. Yeah. You're not going to get some nutter punching your head off.
No.
Okay?
No.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's needed in such a elite, controlled, televised environment.
Mm.
Yeah, local footy. I mean, there's no cameras. Yeah, you whip a bloke out of jail to come and
literally
knock a few heads off. You've got to get him off.
Yeah. But it
and that happens.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Imagine like a grand final and you just get someone on your team whose job is just to kill people on the other team.
And it used to happen.
Yeah, they just knock out three blokes and then this year.
True.
Like,
true.
Yeah. What, in the AFL?
Yeah, in the AFL. Well,
Dean Wallace. I mean, he wasn't purely in Kevin Sheedy's team for that, but he was an enforcer.
Mm.
And 93, I'm showing my age, but he knocked out Milhanna. Borderline fairly. But Hanna didn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart. And he'd had 10 or 15 in the first quarter
tactical
and a half.
Yep.
So it used to happen. But back then, Carlton could go and try to knock out an Essendon bloke and things square up. The game's changed a bit.
Yeah.
I'm really strong. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But I think we're all pretty strong. What do you've played a bit of local footy?
Yeah, no.
So you can see why you have it at that level.
100%. Some people are more than happy to throw a dog punch from behind. Like,
we don't want that.
And at local footy, that happens a lot.
Which is nice.
Which is, it's not great up in the receiving end of it. But and at local, yes, like you said, but AFL, no.
Yeah.
No red cards in AFL level. It just doesn't work. And the AFL have enough rules and sanctions in place to punish someone. So Stewart gets four, but there's also the fines that are in place as well. Players are smart enough to be, or they should be wise enough to say, I'm not going to get suspension and I don't want to pay any money.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Tom Stewart sent off for that.
I do.
I want to,
no,
do
no,
you?
No.
Oh, look, I'm happy for him to get his whack,
yeah,
but I love the fact that he had the guts like the mental guts.
Yeah, he played well.
To play out the game. Yeah. And you'd want to hide. He's getting booed. People are calling him a dog. Yeah. He goes and dominates. That's unbelievable. Cop your whack. And he, I must say, geez, he was good with the media. Not that you have to care.
He's owned it.
He owned it. Mm, they're all coming at him. Mitch was down there.
I think it was
his piece. Nah, probably should have been.
Yeah, it was just a bit
I was planning podcast fart gags while Mitch Cleary's down there, but I thought he was brilliant. Mm. And that was a really good example of that's not a comfortable situation. No. Coming in, cameras are coming at you. Just be human. Mm. Said what he wanted to say, and he's come out of it pretty well.
Yeah. I've actually been red carded in soccer before.
Yes, have what you did you do?
Oh, thug. Yeah.
Nah, I didn't do anything. It was fucked.
Disgusting, mate. That actions. What did you do? Slide tackle?
Yeah, studs up, slide tackle. Oh, last man. Dog. Pretty high. It was like high up the shin.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty high. It like what, knee high or like?
Just under the knee.
On purpose, obviously.
I was trying to go for the ball, but it was a bit late. It was a long slide tackle.
Answer. I was just trying to go for the ball.
Yeah. Jesus, red card.
Missing getting carded.
Missed two games. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
I feel like no one would have messed with you, though. I would have accepted that he's just almost broken someone's kneecap. Yeah. That's fine, because he's scary.
You seen the photos of me back when I was playing soccer? I used to have a top knot.
I'd
red card.
Pretty much,
that.
Yeah.
So you've given your piece on the red card send-off rule. What do you reckon the percentage would be amongst the comp? Do you reckon most people would say, no, leave it, we don't need it?
Oh,
I know I'm asking
players.
You to speak for 800 players, but roughly, if you had to call
You are
it,
speaking for them as well.
I'm speaking for 800 players, probably similar to everyone else, just fucking stop changing the rules.
Love that.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
Wait, Andre.
I love when he just goes, bang.
Toys
are
how it is.
Media talent.
Seriously, it's yeah.
Toys are best in the business.
It's hard to keep up. It's honestly a bit fucked. But okay. Yeah.
Good one. I like it when you're strong.
Yeah,
you found
and also me.
Pod mojo.
And fuck them, honestly, everyone. Fuck all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Drapes' diary. Getting to cult status, how have you gone during the week?
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, what I do? Went over to Perth over the weekend.
A bit hard to diary in Perth.
Yeah, that's a long trip. Took it out of me a bit.
Did you watch something on the plane?
What did I watch?
You seem like you watch Animal Kingdom. What else have you been watching lately? The other one.
Do you load up stuff on your iPad?
Yeah, I was just watching a bit of The Office.
Oh,
just
oh,
easy to watch on the
UK
play.
UK or US?
US. I've watched the UK.
UK is very funny.
Yes, very funny. Someone said you actually look like one of the producers.
Gareth?
Of that. Nah. Stephen Merchant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I get that a bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, actually. I look exactly like him. Yeah.
What I do, I watched a good movie last night, Calibre on Netflix.
Calibre?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not familiar with the Calibre, that one.
Quick rundown of the plot.
Sorry.
These guys go hunting and then everything goes wrong and it's just like stressful.
Better than Pirate Pick.
Like deer hunting or something.
Hunting. And then just everything goes wrong. It's just... Have
death?
A watch.
Death?
They kill each other.
Yeah, you can just watch.
So they kill each other?
You can just watch.
Is there red cards in it?
Maybe.
Mm.
Who did you room with in Perth?
No one.
Oh, you get Separate your own. Rooms.
You get your own rooms, mate. Those days are gone.
Are they?
Yeah.
You get a farty roomie.
No, those days are gone, mate.
Oh, mate.
When you're a Ferrari, mate, you don't...
Sandful troops, you get a roomie.
Yeah.
No, when you're Ferrari, you don't room with a Datsun,
mate. Is that, how long's that been in?
I got the back end of it.
Did you?
Yeah. I was great at NEFL level.
You even get your own at NEFL.
Yeah, you started getting
That's
NEFL.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah. Well, we did.
Hmm. How are you watching the blue movies when you're sharing a room?
Well, yeah. Put a pillow over your head, mate. I'm watching my room.
Oh, God.
Just cover your ears and pillow.
The song is going off. We've been inundated with DMs and offers to write lyrics and hooks and everything musical.
Yep.
So Kyle Burnett has said... G'day, gents. Hope you're well. Was reflecting on an appropriate theme song for you that both tells your story and you could also sing it. It's a simple guitar set, and I came up with the below based off Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John. So there's words. I mean, do we have a go?
Have a go at it. Yeah, you should have a go, and then we might join the back of it.
It's a real sort of low kind of Western song.
Give us a low Western.
So it's a bit like every morning at the hangar. You could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 235.
It's like a movie.
A mullet past the shoulder, and he loved to sledge. And everybody knew you didn't try to edge with big drapes. Big drapes. Big drapes. big bad dreams. Anyway, so that's one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit slow, but I like it. We also got a bit of a like a hey ya, like Draper.
Okay.
Draper.
Yeah, I like that one.
And yep. Maggie, Maggie's just offered to start from scratch and write a tune, but this is happening.
Great. Okay. I'm
good for us. Like you know, you're diversifying. You've got beer, Big Brother, Insta, Buddy Bear.
I'll start a record label.
Let's sing a tune.
You like the guitar. There might be
coin in it. I can play guitar. Yeah, I can play guitar.
So this is happening. Keep them coming.
That lyric, he loves to sledge and he never edges.
Let's go to the paper again. And everybody knew you didn't try to edge with Big Drapes. So you don't edge with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, yeah, we can workshop that. I like
but,
it.
But Drapes is dying.
We should probably change the lyric of Mullet Past the Shoulder and he loved to sledge to love to edge.
Yeah. You do love to edge.
I do.
You think it's up to the game.
I guess now people can start sending in demo tapes.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to get
a record.
Yeah,
give us an audition. Like Stone contract. Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
So this is cool. It's going well.
Thank you.
Drapes is dying. Got anything else you're keen to explore other than the musical?
Yeah, I reckon we get something on the socials again like we did a few weeks back and get some suggestions and I'll get on to it. Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Martin Draper.
Who's Martin Draper? We need to do that.
That is my dad.
Where are we at with that?
Do we want him on?
100%. Yeah, we want him on.
What would you talk to
just
him about?
I just want to get
weird
some
soccer stories.
Yeah.
How he's created you.
Yeah.
And I'm into that. I'm a father now. Yeah. I want to know how he's moulded this polite, gentle, yet a bit crazy just legend of the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Because we're kind of brothers now, we'd like to hear from stepdad.
Yeah.
So.
No, we can get that done. He's got a few stories. He might get a bit nervous, though.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. We love nerves.
Do love nerves.
Get a few hooligan stories out of him.
Yeah, love that.
When did he come over to Australia?
When was that? Initially, when he was like 20, and then went back for a bit. I don't even know, but a good few years, just followed.
And what brought him to Australia?
Yeah, the lifestyle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty
good. Yeah, there was a good few years there where he was just at the football every weekend.
Love that.
Scrap, tough part of the UK.
Scrapping. High Wycombe.
Oh, yeah.
High Wycombe, that sounds like a bit Peaky Blinders. That's what I'm watching as well, Peaky Blinders. Do you watch that?
Yep.
How good is that?
It's a good show.
But
Thomas Shelby.
Still going, isn't it? I got about four series in.
Yeah, season six now.
I've dropped off.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've jumped on, mate.
Is it keep going strong?
Mate, it's just mayhem. There's gang after gang that they're trying to fight off.
You look a bit like him.
I'm Thomas Shelby. Sorry, again.
It's not bad. Workshop. Would you like to act?
I can.
So you're in the hitting zone where an acting gig might come.
Neighbours isn't far off.
Yeah, love. No, Neighbours is about to wind down.
It's cancelled.
Home and Away then.
Yeah, you'd be good on Home
and Away.
I'll go
through a diner. Where's
what would you
want to
be?
Stuart, the villain.
Big villain that comes
the
in.
The big
and
villain that surfs all the waves.
Cuts a bit of lunch. Always cuts some
the
lunch.
Big surf
the waves. Yeah, and steals all the girls.
Fake tat.
Stealing waves.
Getting
stealing
the punch
your
up.
Girls.
Big
and then
surfer
just
hang around at the diner.
I'm not paying for
flirt
anything.
Flirt with Irene.
Yeah, Irene gives me a bill. I say, Irene, fuck off.
Have you done any auditions?
I can do one right now.
Go.
Oh, the surf was gnarly out there. Irene, get me some friggin' bacon and eggs. Piss off.
It's not bad. It's not bad. You've got a natural look on your face.
I actually reckon you could. Some of your Instagram videos are pretty,
thank
pretty
you,
good.
Mate.
Pretty good acting.
I'm trying to get into new fields, guys. Beer, tick, podcasting, tick.
Singing.
Businesses, singing.
Steph McIntosh.
One of my teammates got offered to go onto a show.
Really?
Who was it? Let me guess. Guelphy.
Was it Guelphy?
I actually know.
I don't know, but they asked him to be like a cop or something on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cop? Wow.
Yeah.
You would do
some
it.
Sexy cop or something.
It's the best. Acting money's the best money.
You reckon?
You got to be in the zone.
Yeah.
Have
you tried acting? I'm not surprised. You've tried a lot of things
would
in your life.
Wouldn't you?
No, I've tried. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the game. I've got an agent.
Oh, yeah. So you're ready to go.
Quirky, big guy. looks a bit like Tom Brady.
So I'd love for you to get a role. Oh, yeah. I'd love for you to get a role somewhere. I can see you on a Netflix special somewhere.
I'd love that. I know we've got a few hookups at Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, explore the options.
Of course you've... Yeah, that's just so you.
Oh, you've asked people to be in stuff, haven't you?
No, I've just discussed it.
Just been around Channel 10. Any roles going?
You know what? Yeah. I chatted to an Uber driver in LA about this.
Good start. Because they're all actors.
They're all actors.
Yes, yeah.
And he said to me, he goes, man... One line can change your life.
Oh, my God.
What he said is, don't read the line. Be the line.
So true.
You've got to be the line. Yeah. So I'm waiting for my line.
Yeah.
And
you haven't found it yet?
Away. No, not really.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you don't know, man. You just got to be ready.
Yeah,
ready, ready to act.
Yeah,
so that's good.
At least you're prepared.
Young Bull, Old Bull, okay? It's gathering steam, the old Young Bull, Old Bull. I want to know about your first car.
Yes.
Your first car. Should I start?
Yeah, go for it.
I was a 93 Commodore. I reckon I was half... I reckon my dad chipped in, which is a bit weak as piss. I reckon he might have been worth... Some year 2000. It might have been worth about 10 grand. I reckon dad stumped up 4 or 5, which is good. That's real bit spoilt behaviour. But I didn't have it.
Must
I didn't
be
have
nice.
The 5.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went Harvey's. 93, blue Commodore, VR. Nice. I had a disco ball in there.
Oh, my God.
Shocking. Wow. What was I doing? And Butts 4 plates.
Oh
my
customs.
God. That I got from 8.
The customs.
Pardon me. That I got from 8. Shocking customs. Like running round... For the Coburg Tigers.
Wow.
With customs like Mark Coghlan and these blokes must have thought,
look at this guy.
That is where the strut started. The strut was there.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling out of the car.
Leather glove.
Thing was, just to finish off the Commodore. So the Butts 4. My mum loves me. I get on well with mum. She goes,
that's good.
You're doing really well with the Coburg Tigers, mate. Mum thought I was going to get drafted. She goes, you get in the best 5 times, I'll buy you a spoiler.
And oh.
I go, fucking done. Spoiler 2.5 with lights in it. And
huge.
I think she was going to get it lowered.
Awesome.
Right? So I've got mum on the hook for spoiler and lowering for 5 bests. And word got round the VFL when I clocked up 4 bests that one more and mummy buys him a spoiler for the Commodore. And we're playing Frankston one day. I was against some old bull who's about 35.
Got him.
And he started whacking me going, mummy's not getting your fucking mag wheels today. Mummy's not getting your fucking mag wheels today. And I didn't get a kick. I shat myself.
Yeah. Oh
I
my
only
God.
Got 4 bests, but she still
word
bought it for
spread
me.
Around the community. Oh, still got it for you. 4's good.
Good on your mum.
A lot of word spread, but Butts would have told every single person
Delete,
he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one off, so give me the ball today.
Okay, first car story, so please.
Yeah, wow, you're playing Need for Speed just on by yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yes. Really? One was a Ford Falcon.
Oh, yeah, Falky.
Nice.
Ford Man.
Don't know what year, but it was white. It was old, not like a cool Ford, and then I took the hubcaps off, black stock rim.
Oh yeah,
sick.
To look hard.
Yeah, got new speakers in it. Got a new CD player,
subwoofer
in the back.
Oh my god,
and then exhaust. Exhaust was a big muffler, but
chrome. Did you go the chrome?
Big
yeah,
chrome.
I think mum bought me that too.
It had a neon light in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And fluffy dice.
Love
you would
it.
Have thought
fluffy.
You were that
you went
sick.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah.
You fucking gangster.
So at night when my mates were behind me, they saw like this orange and green. It changed as well.
Is this pre-AFL? I hope so.
Yeah.
This is pre, yeah, bloody oath.
Yeah, rocket. Yeah, pre-
oh,
like this
my
shit.
God.
Pre-AFL, I thought I was killing
you
it.
You would have thought you were the
rolling into Norwood
ever.
Footy Club.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. The parade. Rocking up down the parade.
Yeah,
Mainos.
I'm 17, but I'm playing Rezzy's today, so whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Then, in Rezzy's rooms.
Then next week, made my senior debut. Then at Alberton. Rocking to Alberton. Like, yeah. I'm only 17, playing
Wish
seniors.
Lucky
whatever.
Bashed.
Yeah.
You actually,
I just played
sick.
In the club all the way through Alberton.
Yeah, what CDs did you go? What do you?
I was 50 Cent Hard and Eminem.
Oh, my God.
I know,
you
used to listen to Fort Minor. You're
yourself.
Fort Minor?
You're just losing.
This is 80% luck, 20% skill.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You would have thought you were so sick.
With my massive V can as well.
Big V, double V.
Big V.
Couple of no-dos.
Yeah.
Bit of a suit.
Couple of Valiums.
You're actually the sickest bloke.
I know, mate. That's why I got drafted.
This
recruiter's like, this guy can't
play,
but he is
the real deal.
What sort of hair were you rocking? Long?
Long as long and like...
What a punchable commodity.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
All 200 centimetres and 87 kilos of me just getting smashed by Mickle John at Alberton.
Big Micko.
Mate, joke's on him, though. Drapes.
Yeah. My first car was a 1999 BMW.
He's got to the Euro.
318i.
Oh, thank God.
It costs $4,000. I paid for it myself.
That's fair. I respect that.
Yeah. I saved up from my time at the fruit and veg shop.
Yeah. This is respect.
It was good. I thought I was pretty sick. And
it
yeah, when you because you get your P's at 17 in SA, rock up to school.
How good.
And then.
Any mods?
Nah, no mods. Just got a little.
Just stock.
The CD thing put in with. I can put them, play the music. And then it was good.
What
and then.
Tunes?
Oh.
Skrillex.
Yeah, pretty much at that stage. It was heavy tunes. Like, we listened to it like Red Square or something.
Red Square.
And I brought over to Melbourne when I got drafted.
Did you actually see walking around Windy Hill with it?
Yeah, Windy Hill. Boys were loving it, the BMW.
Wow.
It was
what
good. Navy blue.
Oh, nice.
It was good until the ceiling started to
droop
down. So you can imagine me sat in the car, the ceiling's like touching my head. Done. Every like few minutes I have to like punch it up. And then like, yeah.
So is it still alive? Did you pass it on to someone or was it
junkyard? I think we ended up trading it in because it was like worth nothing.
Of it?
Funnily enough. Oh, I could get one.
Did it ever get badged? Remember someone had badged your car?
What, take your badge? That actually did happen.
They badge it. What a dog act.
I had to buy a spare one off eBay.
Remember badging? That's why Rolls Royce did the, they bought their thing. Badging's like edging. Like, essentially what they do is they just edge towards your car on the badge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a short
That's a fine photo. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Hey, good.
Great.
What did you do? Did you get your first son's paycheck and sort of upscale the car a bit?
Oh, yeah. Traded it straight in for another Falcon. Made the same mistake. I said,
you were like a Brocky fan, were you?
Yeah, I was. I loved the cars. So I said, hey, I just want to trade this in.
Oh, it was Brocky Holden.
He was Holden.
I think he was Dick Johnson. You're Dick a Dick Johnson fan.
So I traded in. I was like, you can have
cut that.
That
out, please.
But one thing I want the subwoofer. So bring it over, thanks. Wire it up for me.
Good one.
And yeah, things went downhill after that. Didn't get many games, just the decline. Hey, we got 5 minutes here to wrap up.
Budgie smuggler going off. Love it. Last week, weirdest footy injury. There were plenty of these. We got any up, Gozza? Because there were some rippers.
Yes, I do.
Here we go. There was weird corkies and a lot of anal ingrown hair. There was a fantastic one about a guy that missed training and no one knew why, and it turned out he had to get like an ingrown hair cut out of his gooch.
Ooh. Oh, that's disgusting.
There were plenty. Yeah, so weirdest footy injuries.
I'm just going to go Dilish missed a game. Dilish, that's his name.
Yeah.
Dilish.
Yeah, yeah.
Dilish.
This one's good.
Missed a game for chowing down the lasagna on a Thursday night. Team selection was too hot and I was way too keen to eat. Burnt esophagus and couldn't talk for a week.
Oh, my. Yeah, he's got burnt us off.
Yeah, burnt us off.
That's a good one.
Dan Blackshaw, thought it was a good idea to dunk a basketball in my formal shoes while on the piss. Had my ankle strapped. Just to get the formal, massive left spray on the sideline, missed a game or two, that's fine. But the winner is Adam Smithson, 48. This is 100% legit. He wouldn't lie. I had a cramp in my abdominal halfway through the game, thought it was normal, got worse throughout the game. Then the showers looked down and my right testicle was quadruple the size and turns out it was twisted.
Oh.
Testicle
torsion.
Torsion. Lost it that day. Now the boys call me testiclops or monoball. Wow.
That's quite gross.
I haven't heard that when your testes twist, you actually untwist them. Yeah.
That's great. As someone in the AFL,
I think he played on the game. Played out the game. Let's send that man a prize. He's a spirit animal. He gets the budgies and something else.
Well done. Great.
One of the 17 producers. Yeah. We'll get onto that.
Yeah.
This week, sledging slowly drifting out of the game, which is sad because when it's...
Sledger. You are king.
When it's done well, there is a place for sledging. So I want to know the best sledge you've ever received on a footy field. Or anywhere, down the street in the pub.
Oh, geez, now we're talking.
Got any?
I was saying before, there's not that much anymore.
That's a shame.
There's none out there.
There's a little bit. There's a few good ones, but just the one that gets me, whenever I'm having a set shot, I just hear the... Oh, this could go anywhere.
Oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah,
like, I know it could, but don't get my head.
Yeah, and start setting up for a point or something like that. So they're always good. So you've got to be ready for them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Mine was, it wasn't really a sledge. It was more of a death threat when Ben Hudson said he's going to kill me my first game.
What a nut, Ben Hudson.
Literally lining up, he's like, I'm going to kill you today. I was like, first of all, that'd be murder, you fucking idiot. You couldn't do that on the footy field. And there's 4,000 witnesses. So try again, Ben.
Benny Hudson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Physio. Mild-mannered guy, just a bit of a nut on the field.
Oh, he wants to kill me. That was good fun.
Yeah. I copped him in the twos.
Oh, wow.
Like, to be stiff, right? You know when you're in the twos, and your dad's come to watch in the twos, and you just want to dominate and get back to the ones.
100%.
And I go, right, I'm just going to bully some hack in the twos today. And I ran into Ben Hudson in the Werribee twos and smashed me. It was horrendous. I was going to retire. Yeah. Luckily went on and was bullying people in the AFL.
Yeah, well, try to kill me.
He did. Mine, I got a really good one in an Anzac Day game once where everyone's, fantastic. Playing on Anzac Day and after the post and I'm running and I'm a little bit like a really, really shit version of you trying to set the tone and bounce around.
Yep.
And someone from South Adelaide, your old club, goes, hey, Butler, did you lose your ass in the war? And I just felt like I was a bit glute challenged. I had a flat ass. And then so they went, he lost his ass in the war and called me flat ass for the rest of the game. And it got in my head and I didn't get a kick. You must flat have ass. Lost your ass.
Challenge. I think what we've learned in this episode, it didn't take much to get in your head, did it? Someone calling you flat ass.
Yeah. Mate, the whole team were calling me flat ass. Kick it. They were going, kick it with your flat ass.
Flat ass, small hands, fucking hell.
Why were you such an easy target for people? What were you doing?
So I was smiling, happy, and, you know, I don't know.
Flat ass.
Did you lose your ass in the war?
And he grabbed it too.
Someone said, did you get a medal for losing your ass? Anyway.
So funny.
So bring
that
in
really
the good sledges.
That really got in your head. That it is did. Great.
Is that right. Mental weakness? Probably. No, I mean, right, I tried. Right. I just had a shit one.
Your glute challenge.
Glute challenge. It's terrible. I still squat. I squat it's daily. Do squats. It's a good beer, mate.
Thank
it's
you.
It's tasting
yeah,
better as the show goes on.
Thank you.
Hey, are we almost there? Producer, I think we're there. That was 200 plus. A little bit weird again today, but we had fun. See you next week.
Ciao.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, and even share with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in.